Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like, there's nothing else left to do other than, I don't know, make an example out of somebody. I kind of feel like they tried to do that with Francisco Alvarez, but that was really just a defensive regression. They couldn't keep him out on the field. So, like, what's next if this doesn't work?
Lineup changes.
And what specifically?
I've got a few.
Of course you do.
I gave one to Carlos Mendoza during our special, Rico. I told him I'd lead off Juan Soto. I'd go Soto 1, Alonso 2, Lindor 3. And that goes to the idea that plopped into my head. What did our first caller say about Pete Alonso? He's flying out the slider low and away. Yeah. There is no reason to face Pete Alonso right now. Zero. And I was actually saying this a lot early in the season when Pete was off to the great start. I'd openly criticized the opposing manager saying, what are they doing? Like, why would you face Pete right now with Jeff McNeil on deck? Why would you face Pete now even with Brandon Nimmo on deck? And I never understood it. And I think what we're seeing right now, which is sort of contributing to Pete's slump, is that they're not giving Pete Alonso good pitches to hit, and why would you? Why the hell would you?
Yeah.
The guy had an MVP start to the season, and there's nothing behind him. And when the Mets first got Juan Soto, this goes all the way back to spring training, I made a point, and I even made it to Mendy. He disagreed. I said, I want to hit Alonso second, and most people scoffed. But the reason I wanted to hit Alonso second was I put together a list that I will gladly bring back. It is a list of the absolute trash that's hit behind Pete Alonso for the last 6 years. Like, it is names that will make you blush. Pete Alonso has gotten no protection for 6.5 years. So my simplistic brain thought, hey, you know what? Juan Soto's pretty good. How about you hit Pete second? So you actually give Alonso protection.
Right.
Then,
instead of doing it the other way around, which he doesn't need.
Right.
When Juan Soto was on, he doesn't need protection behind him.
Well, and also, I don't think it matters who's hitting behind Juan Soto. They're not giving him great pitches to hit no matter what.
Right.
And so it's up to him to take his walks, which he does. And when he gets a great pitch to hit, go hit it. So now we flash forward to now, where Pete isn't showing that great kind of patience that he showed over the first few months. And you start to say, oh, what's happened? Well, part of what's happened is, why would you face Pete Alonso? So the lineup change I would make, I hate to go back to the beginning, is, can you give this man some protection? Can you do that? So whether it's...
Right, there's nobody on the roster to do it.
Well, there is.
Other than Juan Soto.
And Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, if you want Lindor, you got to leave it.
I'll give you two options. You guys tell me which one you want. If you want to take Lindor out of the leadoff spot...
No.
Okay. Let me just say it, then you can reject it again. Soto 1, Alonso 2, Lindor 3.
No.
No, you say no.
I like Lindor leading off.
Mendy basically said the same thing.
Yes.
Tommy, you like that or no?
No, I want Lindor leading off.
Totally fine. Offer number 2. Mm-hmm. All right. Lindor 1,
mm-hmm.
Pete 2, Soto 3, Nimmo 4. And before you tell me, oh, but there's back-to-back lefties, give me a freaking break. You think a lefty matters against Juan Soto? I know he struck out last night to Dylan Lee, who's a lefty, but overall, it doesn't really matter. My point is, don't you think that would benefit Pete Alonso just a little bit?
Oh, of course it would. Because he's going to get pitches to hit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay. Here you go. I think that's a good idea.
But, Evan, you've been the one to tell us how batting first or second increases how many at-bats you get in a year. Don't you want Juan Soto getting all those extra at-bats?
That's why my first idea was Soto hitting first. Was it not? And then these two rejected it. They both said they didn't like it.
Like Lindor first.
Yeah, well, I think that's the negative taking.
It's hard not to like Lindor hitting leadoff.
No, because he's done so well at it. Plus, he can steal bases. Yeah. He's faster than Soto. I get it. And there is no perfect answer. In all fairness to your point, Sean, of course, that's a great point. Like, I have made the case I want my best hitters 1, 2, 3, and I stand by that. We're having a conversation, though, about what can you do besides sitting here and hoping things are different. And I'm just saying that I think Pete is suffering from the fact he's not getting pitches to hit.
Yeah.
And having Jeff McNeil's protection is basically like not wearing anything. You know what I mean?
I understand. No hoodie, no visor. I get that. I would say Pete Alonso is one of their best hitters, though, and was their best hitter for most of the season, at least to start. It was on an MVP level. So him getting more at-bats, and when Alonso's struggling, he's expanding the strike zone. And he won't have to do that when Soto's behind him.
So you like my idea is what you're saying?
I don't like it. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
I liked it earlier in the year, but when the manager basically, you know what, slapped you, I was like, all right, Mendy, put Evan in his place. Did you bring it up to him on Saturday?
Yeah. Here's the problem. I like Carlos Mendoza.
Do you want me to give him his number? You call him?
Here's the problem with Carlos Mendoza. He'll never admit this. He's a very honest guy. He gives great answers. Sometimes he'll get away from the answers when he doesn't want to give an answer. I don't think Carlos Mendoza will ever do this because of me, quite frankly.
No,
I think in the back of his mind, he's like, I don't want to have to go back to Evan and Tiki or the Rico and have to see that guy say, I told you.
Right.
But I told you back in March.
But you know what, Evan? If it works, why not?
I agree.
Who cares whose idea it was?
I'm with you.
Doesn't matter who gets the damn credit. Does it work? Yes. Let's go.
So you guys are all on board with flipping the lineup a little bit to give Alonso protection. Now, this doesn't solve the issue that they've got nothing 5 through 9, but it does give Pete, in theory, more pitches to hit, which right now he's struggling. Again, during this 10-game stretch, he's hitting .205 with a home run and one RBI and a .570 OPS. That ain't good. John is in Bayonne. Hey, John.
Evan, I got to say one thing. Saturday was a great day for me listening to the fan. It started off with Joe Beningo because he got me on Moment of the Day, and I thanked him for it. And two is, he got his fourth hole-in-one.
Yes.
His fourth hole-in-one. Is that amazing?
What's so amazing is Joe will always say, and he has said it to me, he said it on the air, that he's not good at golf. He always says that. And yet, he's accomplished something that most really good golfers have never accomplished.
If you can throw par threes close to the hole, then that's good golf.
Yeah.
Because that's golf.
That's what I'm saying.
That's basically your short game. If you have a good short game, you're good at golf.
I think Joe B has to finally admit something, and he'll never admit it because he's a humble guy. Joe has to admit he's good at golf.
Well, the problem why he won't admit it is because he doesn't get off the tee and hit like 260 or 280.
Right.
And because if he did that, he'd be parring an eagle or maybe have eagle shots every now and then, but he doesn't.
But four hole in ones.
He's saying he's not good at golf because he's not long off the tee.
Well, listen, we all can't be long off the tee.
I'm just telling you.
All I know is he's good at golf.
But he's short. The game is obviously on point.
Damn right. All right, what else you got, John?
Ben, you on your podcast was great.
Appreciate it.
And it came down to it. I think you should have Mindy on every day with your podcast, and maybe you'll break the jinx and they'll start winning, because they only gave me one. It's because of your podcast.
That's true.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's what I got to sell to Carlos Mendoza. Listen, the one time you have won in a week and a half was the day you went from Philly to New York back to Philly to talk to the Rico. All
right. Hey, Mindy, we only need you for about 8 minutes. Come on, Evan and Tiki, every day.
Every day for 8 minutes. There was a time on WFN, I swear to God, back in, I think it was 1990, 1991, where the manager of the New York Mets did a daily spot with Mike and the Mad Dog.
Is that right?
Not a weekly spot, a daily spot.
Huh. And if How long was it?
Probably 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, but that's pretty extensive.
That's extensive. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I'm wrong about the year. I think it was 1992 with Jeff Torberg, where they were the worst team money could buy. Could you imagine talking... No. Talking to the manager of a crappy team every day?
No, no, and him lying to you?
By the way, here's my analogy for Joe. And I'm curious if Joe would agree with this. He has four hole-in-ones. That would be like, if I take Joe at his word that he's not good at golf, because he has always said that to me, bro, it's like terrible, all this. That's like, name a crappy pitcher in baseball. Just name one who would be like, ah, he stinks.
Alan Wynand.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not fair because he has to be around. Like, he continues to pitch every 5 days. Patrick Corbin.
Okay.
Is that a good one?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Corbin's been around. He's had some success, but mostly stinks. If I told you, like, every year Patrick Corbin threw one no-hitter, like every year, a complete game no-hitter every single season, wouldn't you eventually say, well, that's pretty good? I mean, that's not bad. Like, you've got to be good to do it. You do it once, okay, you're lucky. You're Chris Heston. You're Bud Smith. It happens. You do it twice, it's like, whoa. You do it three times, there's a trend going. You do it four times, obviously you're good at this.
Right.
So the whole Joe hole-in-one thing leads me to believe.
It means he has a good short game.
I still don't know what that means.
So it's within 120 yards.
So like mini golf?
Ish, but not really, because you're not putting. So, it's a short iron.
Well, you're not hitting the ball that far.
Yeah, you're just trying to use your hands and softly get the ball to land close to the hole and stay close to the hole.
Gotcha.
So if you're hitting hole-in-ones, which are mostly par threes, you know, I'm sure someone has done one on a par four these days because people can drive par fours, but you know what I mean. Like, it means you have a really good short game. He has a really good short game.
Damn right.
There's no way you can get four holes-in-ones if you suck. It's not luck. So Joe B's got a good golf game.
He's got his game, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.